Hey, welcome back to another edition of the Amber May Show, friends. I am so glad you're here joining me today. I have a very important topic that I'd like your help about. We need to share this far and wide. This is an occurrence that is happening more often than we would like it to. And we are talking about CPS legally kidnapping kids from parents. Parents who are not harming their children in any way, yet people, these CPS workers and social workers will lie about these kids and get court orders and have their kids removed. It's a very serious topic. It's happening more than you would expect to. And it's really devastating because here in America, we're thought to believe that there's justice and that legal kidnapping couldn't possibly happen, but it does. So that's on today's episode. We're going to be talking to Tamson and Reggie about their story with their children. So please like, share, and subscribe. Join me on Telegram. You can find me at The Amber May Show on Telegram. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May. If you believe in what I'm doing and would become an angel investor, the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com. Click the donate button and donate whatever you feel like you could donate. Or you can become a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. Well, coming up is Tamson and Reggie about their story. I already told you that we are having Tamson and Reggie on the program today. And if you could do anything for me, I know I said it earlier, but like, share, and subscribe this show, especially because we need to help as many families as we can. So thank you so much for coming on the program, Tamson and Reggie. I appreciate you. I think getting stories out like yours is the key and helpful to helping other families and help us combat what's going on in the world. So thank you for coming on the program today.
You're
welcome.
So I don't know where your story exactly starts. So I'm going to hand this over to you. Tell me the beginning of how, let me ask you this. Are your kids still in CPS custody?
No, yeah. We got them back.
Praise God.
Okay. This is the second time we got them back, but we got them back.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, that's horrible that it happened once, let alone twice. But praise God you got your kids back. I can't imagine what that's like to be separated from your kids, not knowing where they're at, if they're okay. I can't imagine what that'd feel like. So where does your story begin?
2016.
I suppose.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma. We were at a shelter. First of all, I'd like to ask, I'm sorry, I should have asked before. Did you get my bio that I sent you in the email? Okay, good. Okay, then that should give you a rundown, but I will elaborate. And that to answer your question, it began in 2016. The Salvation Army?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where some people reported some things. It's a Salvation Army. A lot of these people are on meds. They're not quite right in the head. And they reported us. The CPS comes and does an investigation. Everything seems to be fine. We very shortly got out of the shelter and got our own apartment. Well, we believe that they were just waiting till Tamson had her child. She was pregnant at the time before they decided to snatch both her newborn and our, how old was our oldest at the time?
When our newborn was born, he was a year and 8 months.
Okay, year and 8 months. So it's really hard to describe. They lied. And instead of saying Tamson had a physical breakdown, she had had a C-section, she was anemic, and she couldn't do everything for the newborn that the nurses wanted her to do. So she asked for extra help. Wrong answer. And CPS got involved again if they had ever left the case, which I don't believe they ever left. It's just waiting. And once they had the child, a few days later, they were ready to take the child. Before then, since they're going to take the youngest, they decided to take the oldest. So they asked me to bring the Otis in for examination. I thought nothing about it because at the time I didn't understand how corrupt CPS was. I knew the child was fine, no problem. So I took him into the examination. Next thing I know, they snatched the child. I'm surrounded by guys with badges, and they're accusing me of starving my eldest child. Now, they had weighed him, and later on, we got his true weight, and we found out that he was well within his weight for his age group. They rounded it down instead of up, and they didn't add in his height, which was fine as well.
Yeah, he was normal weight and normal height.
Normal weight, normal height. Mm-hmm. And basically, it took both the children. It took us a while to get them back. Long story short, in about 9 months, we got them back, right?
Yeah, well, 9 months before they were no longer wards of the state.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They got them back in 6 months and then 3 months under CPS supervision.
DHS supervision, yeah.
Yeah, and we got them back. But the second time around was just so blatant and so obvious that it was corrupt. It's almost beyond imagination. If somebody hadn't lived through it, I don't blame anybody for not believing my story, but I can back it all up with facts. But just to go back to the first time, they said our eldest child could not walk or talk. We had a video of him taken about a week or two ahead of time showing both walking and talking. So they just flat lied on that. They lied about his weight. They lied about if he could walk or talk. And they lied about Tamson's condition in the hospital. But the second time around, it's unbelievable what they got away with. Now, I know, see, the second time around when they came to the door. It was outside our door most of the day. I was gone when they first came. The police and CPS showed up at the door, banging on the door, demanding that Tamson let them in. She said, I'm not letting you in. If I have a warrant, I want to speak to a lawyer. They just told her, you don't get a lawyer. We don't need a warrant. And we found out that's true. They don't need a warrant. Warrant's done. What's a warrant?
They also threatened to arrest me for child endangerment if I didn't open the door and talk to the workers.
Had demanded that she talks to the workers or they will charge you with child endangerment.
Wait. But technically, I think you're right. I mean, they violated your constitutional rights because you're not Fourth Amendment.
CPS, that's family court. What's the constitution to them? It's nothing.
Right. You're right.
Anyway, I got back home. We held out against the CPS and the cops all day long. And the cops basically told CPS, we won't go in until we get a writ and a court order. And once the writ and the court order came down, the Tulsa police refused to act on it and told CPS to get the sheriff's department to do it for them. Because we believe that the reason the police did that is they knew they were on shaky legal ground and their actions early in the day had probably taken away their qualified immunity. So the way to get around the law, have the sheriff's department do it for you. Because the sheriff's department are just blind order takers and they don't care what the facts are. They'll just follow the written court order and go and get the children, which they did. Now, the way they got the writ is they got a sworn affidavit from one of the CPS workers, which we have no proof she was even there that day. The sworn affidavit said the children looked malnourished and had dark circles around their eyes. Well, we have video and we have even friend did close up of the video. There's no dark circles. And when they got into the ER, both children were well within their weight for their age group. They passed every test with flying colors and no mention whatsoever of dark circles around their eyes. So this was the first perjury from the CPS worker. And I also mentioned they tried to also say that Tamsin had lips were blue, trying to act like she was a drug addict and going to go back and flush down the drugs down the toilet. Well, when the sheriff's department took her away, not any mention whatsoever on the report of blue lips. And there's pictures taken in the mugshot, no blue lips.
And did they take a toxicology report? Did they draw your blood to?
No, nothing like that. No. They didn't even mention anything about drugs. The only thing that they mentioned was one of the deputies asked him if I was high or if I was on something because of my behavior.
Well, when they're taking your children illegally for the second time, don't expect normal behavior.
No, of course not. Of course
well,
not.
Well, he was more calm than me, but he's older and more experienced. So, I mean,
well, see, I knew it was a hopeless situation because no matter what I did at that time, it's a no-win situation. All I would do is put my wife and children in jeopardy. So I just stood back and let the thugs do what they had to do.
I couldn't just stand back, so I didn't attack them or anything, but I just like just a wet water closet. It's just shielding from chaos. That's shielding my babies from chaos. That's all. I mean, shielding our babies from chaos.
Anyway, they arrested her and charged her with four misdemeanors, yeah, which could have easily been four felonies.
And they beat me up too.
Beat her up. And then later on, all charges are dropped.
2.5 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 3 nights incarcerated for nothing.
So this time around, they basically had our children for about 3 years.
3 years.
3 years. And I went, besides with I went through about 6 different lawyers while I was there. We had one lawyer that we both paid for ourselves for family court. She screwed up royally in the trial. And she had a criminal lawyer as well for her criminal case, which, like I said, all charges were dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And once we got to court, of course, there's no jury. You don't get a jury.
No, that's exactly why I wanted my bill to be law, because that's a violation of your constitutional rights.
Of course.
You can be tried by a jury of your people.
They violated our rights when they took the children. They definitely violated the Fifth and Fourth Amendments.
Right.
And anyway, when we were in court, the very worker who had signed off, one of the workers that was there that snatched our youngest child, the very worker signed off on the ER report saying the children are fine. She signed off on it for CPS, and the ER report says the children are fine. And in court, she maintains that they looked malnourished and they had dark circles around their eyes. And she's the very one who signed off on the ER report.
When they first said something about dark circles around the children's eyes, she was out in the distance with an officer. She had walked up after they had said something.
Yeah.
So that they were all on board getting their stories straight.
What's worse than this, CPS perjured himself like this. Mm-hmm. The assistant DA and the judge were fully aware they were perjuring themselves. They were fully aware they perjured themselves to go get in that night. They didn't care. They're fully aware of this. Because the DA tried to prevent us getting the ER report. They didn't present it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go back to the DA.
Oh, yeah. The DA withheld the police video. It never showed up in discovery. He tried to withhold the ER report. He should have presented it to our defense. He didn't. Our defense didn't get it either. We got it. We got it ourselves.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay.
Hey guys, this is Pastor Greg Locke, and you are listening to the Amber May Show.
Are you getting tired of woke companies trying to destroy our country and strip off us all of our freedoms? Big Mobile is no exception. In fact, we should be calling them Woke Mobile. Did you know that Big Mobile gives tens of millions of dollars each year to organizations that are trying to take away the very freedoms that you and I are working so hard to defend? It's time to do something about it. So here's the good news. Do you have a choice in the matter, and is there an alternative? Well, Patriot Mobile is the America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best in nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and an exceptional 100% base customer support. So Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar they earn to conservative organizations that fight for our freedoms. They support organizations like First Liberty, Turning Point USA, Susan B. Anthony List, the NRA, Folds of Honor, Students for Life of America, and many more. And this year, they're going to give more than $1.5 million to conservative causes And with your help, they aim to double that next year. So the time is now. Our votes are no longer enough. We must stand together and support other like-minded companies and share our beliefs and values. Your cell phone is one way we can stand together against the fight of the left and help make America great again. So Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. So if you want to learn more, go to patriotmobile.com/amber. That's patriotmobile.com/amber and use promo code AMBER at checkout. You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
And when our lawyer presented before court to the assistant DA, he disregarded it because he was fully aware of it. He didn't want it brought forward. So it's shown him. There's no doubt in his mind. He has to know that they perjured himself to get in the door. And the
are you guys familiar with Senator Schaefer out of Georgia? She's no longer. She passed away. I think they killed her, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with her?
Yes. Yeah.
She wrote this great report about Child Protective Services. And what I'm hearing your story is what in her report, she said this, okay, that caseworkers and social workers are oftentimes guilty of fraud. They withhold evidence. They fabricate evidence and they seek to terminate parental rights. However, when charges are made against them, the charges are ignored. And in your case, eventually your charges got dropped. The separation of families is a growing business because local governments have grown accustomed to having taxpayer dollars to balance their ever-expanding budget. And that Child Protective Services and Juvenile Court can hide behind a confidentiality clause in order to protect their decisions to keep the funds flowing. And there should be open records and court watchers. She wants to see who is getting paid. Look at who's getting paid. She also says that state employees, lawyers, court investigators, court personnel, and judges, there are psychologists, psychiatrists, counselors, caseworkers, therapists, foster parents, adopted parents, and on, all are looking on the children in the state custody to provide job security. Parents do not realize that social workers are the glue that holds the system together and that the funds, the court, the child's attorney, and multiple other jobs, including DFCS attorneys. Based on your experience, what do you think about her analysis?
I think it's pretty much on money. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a quota because CPS and DHS has to justify their budget every year. So they have to take as many children every year or more than the year before, or their funds get lower. Well, the way they do that is to take as many children or more than the year before every year. So as a business, they cannot afford not to take as many children this year as they did last year. And hopefully right. They take more.
And you guys actually end up having a happy ending at the end, but how many parents?
It's not that happy.
Well, I'm just saying, and at least you get them back. You know what I mean?
We got them back. But because they took our child the first time, we believe he was given a medical
procedure
against our will. And we believe that's why he has the brain damage now.
Oh, your son has brain damage now?
Yes, he has autism. And we believe because this medical procedure was given to him without our consent or knowledge the first time he was taken. Because one of the times they were really pushing for this medical procedure, we completely disagreed with it because we don't agree with that. I'm not sure what I can say on your show or not.
Say whatever you want. This is
vaccines.
Yeah, I'm totally against
vaccines, period. And one of the reasons, on the first time they took our children, on the petition, one of the reasons it says our children were taken because we didn't believe in vaccines. It's right on the petition. Now, how is that legal? It's not. But they do it and they get away with it.
It's the only thing on there really that was true.
Yeah, the only thing that was true, and it's illegal.
Yeah.
I have heard that. You are not the first.
Don't believe in vaccination.
Yeah, you're not the first parent that I've heard that from. That the kids were taken because of that you guys, that the parent didn't want to give vaccines to the children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have a page on my website, and I encourage everyone to go to theambermayshow.com, hit the resource tab, and then I want you to look for child trafficking and CPS. And I also want you to look at the childhood vaccine page. because there's a lot of information, and the correlation between the MMR and autism is extraordinary. The correlation for how many vaccines children are getting and autism is out of this world incredible. And there is no safety test done on these vaccines versus the unvaccinated kids. The government refuses to do it. And in fact, I will be putting up, I haven't done it yet. Maybe by the time you're watching this, it's up there. But there is an attorney who came and spoke at the Arizona State Legislature, and he has done so much research on childhood vaccines. And he has said the FDA, you know, our regulators that are supposed to be protecting us, they will give a vaccine after only 5 days of testing and give it the stamp of approval and say, okay, it's fine. It's 5 days of testing and that's it. Because you know why? The 1986 Act from Congress gave pharmaceutical companies the ability to manufacture whatever they want in vaccines and they cannot get sued. Right. They can put Drano for all we know in the vaccines and they can't get sued. However, he shows in his testimony to the state legislator that they are not free from being sued from a medical pill. Like, so they take years before they put those in the market for the final seal of approval. Years, 4 or 5 years. But childhood vaccines, 5.
Yeah, and when I was testifying in court, a law of this came out, I testified that the Supreme Court has decided there are no safe vaccines. They've admitted it. Supreme Court has. The CDC can no longer legally say that vaccines do not cause autism. They can't legally say that anymore.
But they haven't. Yeah, you're right. Because they've never decided to do a test.
Right.
They've never decided that the government has never done a test. And this also came out in the testimony by Aaron Seary at the Arizona State Legislature. They have never done a test to see if vaccines cause autism. The government has never done that.
Yes.
So but you're right. They cannot say that it does not because they have never tested for that.
But their go-to pediatrician in court said that vaccines do not cause autism. She said in court.
She said they were very, very safe.
Yeah, very safe.
Well, and my pediatrician said the same thing.
My understanding, she said not only did they not vaccinate our child, but if they had, that could not possibly be the cause of his autism. That's what she said in court.
Right. That's what they say. My own kid's former pediatrician told me that too. Mm-hmm. And if you look at, I did a presentation at timetofreeamerica.com and you can find that on my website at theamermayshow.com under resource and you go to the childhood vaccine. And I will also put Aaron Seary's testimony on there. And I have other things. I have documents to prove that there is a strong correlation. There's actually, there's a doctor who did a documentary. He's a doctor. He's a gastroenterologist. And he did a documentary on the MMR vaccine. It was called Vax. And I highly recommend anyone watch that documentary because they had a whistleblower. I think it was from the FDA, could have been the CDC, that a whistleblower that when they noticed that there was a correlation between the MMR and the vaccine and the autism, they wanted to destroy their findings. It's crazy.
Yeah, but you also have to consider that any kind of you have a cocktail like that, whether MMR or anything,
right?
You are risking brain damage. I mean, it's a iatrogenic effect.
You're right.
Yeah, brain damage. I mean, you're going to have some kind of damage.
Now, back to the ER report that proved our children's fine. When we first got it, we looked over it. We said, oh, this is just too good. This is just too much in our favor. We must be missing something. They could not possibly have done this and been able to keep our children. So we took that ER report to a doctor that's some friends of ours, a family doctor. He looked over the ER report and says, yes, according to this report, these children are in good shape, healthy, and well-nourished. Both on welfare and the right for the age group. And something else, I was discussing with that doctor autism. And he said, looking over this report, in my opinion, your child is vaccine injured. But all this is disregarded in court, all of it. And I know why, because that same judge that disregarded us in court in her final judgment said she changed our sworn testimony. It's right there in fine judgment. All you got to do is look at the transcripts. She changed our sworn testimony.
It was rigged.
Yeah, but what's bad about this, if they had not messed up and sent them to the ER instead of their go-to pediatrician, because their go-to pediatricians, seriously, you give them a child, they will give you a case. I could take any child in Tulsa, give them a story, send them to one of their go-to pediatricians, and they will give you a case. The people believe whatever they want. That's a fact. I've seen it too much. I've seen too much in my own case and other people's cases. And they not only changed their sworn testimony on the final judgment, they also had our changed testimony critiqued by that same go-to pediatrician in the final judgment, and none of this was mentioned in court. That's on the final judgment. Everybody knows when the judge sends out the jury, which we didn't have one, but when judge sends out the jury, she informs them, because the same law applies to the judge, that she or the jury is to accept or apply nothing that was not heard in the testimony in this courtroom. So how is that in the final judgment? And they get all over the final judgment for us not having our child diagnosed. They had him over a year with all the resources of the state and didn't diagnose him until after the trial, a year after they had taken him with autism. We knew he had autism, but it took the state a year to diagnose him. Yeah. But they're getting on to us for not diagnosing. That's in the final judgment.
Yes, it's 100% blatant that this trial was rigged.
Oh, yeah. And also, they messed up our appeal. We tried to appeal. They messed up. If the judge had asked our lawyer, do your clients plan to appeal? Our appeal could have been put in time. But because they took too long to assign us lawyers, we even knew they were taking too long to assign us lawyers, so we acted pro se and turned in our appeal ourselves. And they said it was too late, not done correctly. All this should be taken into consideration as pro se, but they didn't. And because it's not a termination trial, we're not going to allow you to appeal. That's our Supreme Court here in Oklahoma. Now, who are these? I would have some names for them. Guys in dresses that are the so-called Supreme Court of Oklahoma to allow this to happen. But like I said, it's all business. They're all connected. One domino falls, it all falls.
I tried to get lawyers on our side to get a federal suit going, yeah, because we've been violated. Even at this time, that he's talking about right here. I mean, when the...
Also, there's no statute of limitations because kidnapping is involved.
Yeah. Yes.
There's no statute of limitations to getting in. Hello, lawyers. Check your law out. It's a fact.
Yeah. Yeah. So when the appeal was going, I mean, or had been sabotaged, I was trying at that time to get something federal going, and the attorneys wouldn't...
Yeah. Our case is so good, and they can make so much money if they win. You would think lawyers would be lined up outside our door, but they're not. Because they're afraid to take on CPS. They're afraid to take on the whole system. And if you don't put money up front, contingency fee, they don't even want to talk to you. That's the lawyers we here have.
Some of the lawyers would try to charge me just for, like, I mean, if I wanted to go
just
to
help with the paperwork, it costs as much as you would to hire a lawyer.
Yeah, they said they needed to look at my documents, right. And they'd have to charge me for that. That's insane.
Yeah.
They don't even have to represent me. I'm telling them that. And they want to charge me just for looking at...
Yeah, just look at the paperwork. Make sure we fill it out okay. That's all you got to do. Okay, how many thousands of dollars can I charge you for that? We've already been drained with the lawyers that we hired for a criminal case and our family attorney, which has said messed up case royally because, in my opinion, we gave her go. We gave her solid facts, and she gave us back 10 cans.
Here's what Senator Schaefer said in her evaluation of the CPS family court and the legal kidnapping that's going on. She said that poor families oftentimes are targeted to lose their children because they do not have the wherewithal to hire lawyers and fight the system. Being poor does not mean you are not a good parent or that you do not love your child or that your child should be removed and placed with strangers. And not only that, but I have talked to a woman. She was on the show and she's going to be on the show again. She was middle class, right? But they destroyed her financially because she had to sell her home. She had to get multiple attorneys. Mm-hmm. The accusation of them abusing their children caused her husband to lose his security clearance. And so even if you're not poor, if you're comfortable, they will make you poor.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Trying to make up, that's why we have our gifts and go, because we have been drained by the legal fees and we have medical stuff to do for our eldest child, trying to fix the damage they did to him.
Which
they had him for a year and they did, you know, their therapy, comforts little or nothing. in his case.
Insurance pays for it.
Yeah, insurance pays for it. Like we had a therapy we wanted to send to in Oklahoma City, and they said, oh, that's too far away. But when they wanted to warehouse him and fill him full of vaccines at another place almost right next to Oklahoma City, that wasn't too far away.
Are you familiar with Dr. Meehan? If you're an audio listener to the podcast right now, you can go to givesendgo.com/Tamsin and Reggie Bowles. Is that how you say it?
Yes, Bowles.
So Reggie and Tamsin and Reggie Bowles, the link will be in the description. So if you're the audio only listener, even the video listener, it's going to be in the description. You can click on the link directly, but just so you know, it's givesendgo.com/Tamsin and Reggie Bowles. I bet this has changed and opened your eyes to what true America is, where they're really, the justice system is so, every institution's been taken and corrupted. You know, we've been living in this matrix. A lot of us have been living in this matrix thinking we are the freest nation in the world. But to be honest with you, we're the most captured. You know, we are not the freest nation in the world. They'll tell you you are. They'll gaslight you into telling you you are. But your rights have been violated multiple times.
Well, if anybody doubts it, all you have to do is watch some of these auditors on YouTube. It's just a man with a camera.
Mm-hmm.
He's particular constitution, free press, freedom of speech, completely protected First Amendment. And they get him and get him again and again, openly arrest them. And even though if all charges are dropped, you're still having to go to jail. You're still having to get an attorney. All these things. It happens again and again, but the police have qualified immunity, so they don't care. It's never going to affect them. It'll affect their paycheck. And it's plain obvious. So it's all over YouTube. Watch it. I mean, like you go into a post office. Yeah, I got a camera. And then the postal employee said, you can't be in here. It's a federal blah, blah. Right there on the sign, it says, what's that? The
Poster 7.
Mm-hmm. Gives them the right and authority to be in here and taking videos. All post employees are supposed to be informed about that. But no. And the postal employees, a lot of times, will call the police. And some of these post offices, police have no authority in them. If it hadn't been built, I can't remember all the rules and laws, but if the post office is built before a certain time, police have no authority in there. You have to call federal authorities for anything on the post office. A policeman has absolutely no authority in a post office in certain cases.
Yeah, it would be the
postmasters or whatever you call them.
Postmaster general or something like that.
You have to call them up. Mm-hmm. But like in one case, the guy was in there. He's completely defending his rights. And the police came in there and arrested him, and they didn't even have the authority to be in the building. But it's never going to affect them. So why do they care? It's nothing to them. Mm-hmm. And that happens again and again. And it's bad. That's why I'm trying to bring to people's attention. So many people don't know. They can take your children without a warrant. They don't need a warrant. They take them. And just because you ran off CPS, and you'll see some videos, people, blah, 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 accusing, and then CPS will walk away. They are not walking. They'll be back. They'll be back. They'll be back at the cops, police, whatever. They will get that child. And they will take him to their go-to pediatrician. She'll give you a case. And they have judges and DAs or assistant DAs that will rubber stamp anything they're handed by CPS without looking at a shred of proof. They just stamp it off, and your child's taken, and now you are guilty until proven innocent. That's what you're dealing with. And then you go to court. Well, unless I present the facts to a jury, sure. No, sorry, you don't get a jury. You get the family court judge.
That's it. Your rights are violated once again.
Right. And there's no transparency. A lot of places, they don't allow court watchers in there.
Mm-mm.
And so everything is in darkness, but it's to protect the children.
That's what they always say, right?
Right.
Don't they always tell us it's for your protection. It's for your protection. Didn't we hear that for COVID too? It's for your protection.
Yeah, for COVID.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
In the last 3 years, if people hadn't woken up, I don't know what would wake them up.
I don't either. I mean, it's so bad. Things are so bad. I think COVID was a blessing in disguise, to be honest with you, because a lot of people finally realized that America is not what we grew up thinking it was.
As bad as it is here in America, it was easier in some states than others. But you just have to look at Canada, Australia, New Zealand, these democracies, these democratic republics, very liberal, whatever you want to call it, a lot of freedom, bam, dictatorship overnight. That's just like that. So we see how easily and quickly you can slide in like that.
Oh, yeah. How did you guys get your parent, your children back? Because so many families don't ever get their kids back.
Well, we did a lot of podcasts. We brought a lot of attention to it. I think that had a lot to do with it. But they also tried to keep our children from us because we were doing podcasts. So it can be a double-sided sword there. But we brought a lot of attention to it. And even after a while, they had to admit, we were having a group meeting. We quite often had group meetings with DHS. Most time, our lawyers or nobody would be found. But finally, my sixth lawyer, she was there. And just off the cuff, she asked, what are your security concerns? Are there any security concerns? And he was caught off guard and he said, no. Hello?
Yeah, but there aren't any.
There's no security concerns. Mm-hmm. And they tried to backtrack on that later on, but that was the beginning. And before long, we got our children back. And one thing I'll give him credit, the DH worker, one of the last times he was in court, he admitted that maybe the children should have never been taken.
At least on the second time.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to show you something in a minute. Go ahead, finish your thought.
I was going to say the first time getting them back, now that was a little different because I think they were, they kept delaying the trial.
Yeah.
Probably because they were just hesitant or whatever. I mean, they don't like trials probably. But even beyond that, we did have that video that he referenced where he was walking, that was taken about 2 weeks before the kids were taken.
That was showed they blatantly lied.
Yeah, and the ADA at the time that would have cross-examined us, she was pregnant. I mean, I was told she was pregnant, and her mother was dying of cancer. And so they know that we're innocent. So a trial would probably, cross-examination, that we're going to, she's going to have a hard time. She knows it. And she's pregnant, and her mother's dying of cancer. Y'all can just take the kids home and do this and that, sign anything, and
that first time, and we also jumped through all the hoops. We took the classes, blah blah blah. First time, second time around, we took one class, a nutrition class, and they even tried to say blah blah blah, we didn't do that right, or we was trying to teach to the teacher or something like that. But mostly, I think it's because we were getting that out there, and also, I don't know how much influence it had, but we even got the ACLU,
NAACP,
yeah. NAACP even got involved in our case.
It's funny that you mentioned the classes because Senator Schaefer said that parenting classes, anger management classes, counseling, referrals, therapy classes, on and on and on are demanded of parents with no compassion by the system, even while they are at work and while their children are separated from them. This can take months or even years. It's emotionally devastating for both the children and parents. Parents are victimized by the system and makes a profit for holding children longer and bonuses for not returning children. That is true. And that goes from the Clinton Act of, what was it?
1997.
Funny how all this always comes back to the Clintons, isn't it?
Yeah. They had, it's on my website. They wrote a law that said that if a state does not, if the kid is not adopted within 2 years or given back to the family within two, well, at least here, I think it's here in Arizona, 2 years. I don't know if that's nationwide, but they have so long before the state can legally adopt the kid.
Financial incentives to take the kid.
Bonus involved. Mm-hmm. There's a bonus involved for that. And the state gets the money if they can. It's Title IV, and it grants the state aid for services needed to families with children. They title it like it's so great, like it's really going to help the family, but it's to devastate the family and take them away. And I want to show you this. I was so upset when I saw this, and I'm sure you guys are going to be just more upset than I am. Arizona DCS has a bigger problem than those who wore professional kidnapper shirts. This is from...
I remember that. Yeah.
Yep. This is a DCS worker, and they wore this shirt that said professional kidnappers.
Guess what people don't get? You think they don't all get a good laugh all the time from this? This is one time they got caught from having a good laugh. Mm-hmm. This is just a big joke to them. They destroy families. They destroy marriages. They destroy children. Ha, 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 ha. Get my paycheck, go home.
Yeah, you see, it's under the guise of child protection. So when people criticize them and call them out and for what they are doing, which is kidnapping, and they deny that they're kidnapping. Well, a shirt like that, it makes sense to them. Like, I mean, it's just a mockery.
Yeah, it's just a big joke. We're kidnappers. Isn't this funny?
Yeah, you call us that, but we're not. I mean, anybody can do it that way, but we know the truth. They cover up the truth, but we know the truth. We have evidence, but, you know, they just do what they do. We have them laughing outside our door. Yeah. I mean, and they tried to cover that up, but we got it.
So, and when the sheriff's department showed up outside our door, they said, showtime. That's all it is. Big show to them.
Yeah, and when they grabbed our three-year-old, the worker was laughing.
Yeah, we're going to kidnap these people's children, and hopefully we can get them both in jail and maybe shoot or tase them. That's what they're hoping to go through the door.
Yeah, the director asked the deputy, when the deputies had beaten me up and arrested me, after it happened, she asked him, is the mom okay?
Yeah, like she had a concern for the mother. You just sent some thugs in there to beat her up. Is she and mommy okay?
Yeah.
No, she's not okay. Yeah, you just stole her children.
Yeah, and he replied to her with, she doesn't like the decision. and then she smiled again. Mm-hmm. It's all on video.
Yeah, all this is on video. And like I said, if they had not messed up and sent them to the ER instead of their go-to pediatrician, we would have had no case at all. We had no proof the children were well within their weight for their age group. Well, we had no proof that there was no dark circles except for that video, because there's no mention at the ER whatsoever of any dark circles on their eyes.
But the ER doctor was in on it too.
Yeah.
This is, Dr. Amanda Madden, who needs to be in prison right now.
See, what's that? See, the ER report says the children are fine, but on the diagnosis, he says the children are not. But you read the report, they're fine.
She gave them a misdiagnosis of malnutrition.
They never knew that we get a hold of the reports. That never crossed their little heads. That we, not our lawyers, would go get those reports. Because CPA's never going to get them. They know that.
What I've heard from parents, how CPS has gotten involved, the parents that have come to me, it's all been medically related. They have gone to a hospital, they've gone to a pediatrician, and they either the doctor didn't think that the parents were listening to them, or the parents didn't want to do this medical advice for whatever reason. They didn't feel it was the best interest of the kid, and then CPS gets involved.
They get you coming going. If you don't sim, then you're not sending them. They get you fat. If you do sim, they'll find a reason to get them. See, either way, you mess up. If you're going to your appointments, which I constantly push vaccines, push.
Constantly.
And you push back. And we were dropped by one doctor because we wouldn't vaccinate. We're dropped. And then they get us for not going to doctors. When we dropped when a doctor dropped us for not taking the vaccines. See, they get you coming and going.
Do you guys see this page right here? It says ingredients and side effects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. This is where I encourage people to start looking at the childhood vaccines. Mm-hmm. And trafficking page, please.
Your doctor who says it's safe and effective most doctors cannot give you three ingredients. Mm-hmm. They all stand there and tell you the vaccine is safe and effective, yet they cannot list three ingredients in the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Trained doctors cannot tell you three ingredients of the vaccine they are giving you.
And here's the other thing so parents are getting their children taken away from medical established called medical kidnapping. Community schools is the next thing that's coming, and it's already in several communities across the country. And I did a dive onto this, and I'd encourage you go to the resource tab on the AmberMayShow.com, click on the community schools. I did a couple videos on it to go get about the agenda that's behind community schools. And remember, I said Senator Schaefer said that the social workers are the glue that holds this whole thing together. Mm-hmm. Well, they're adding a whole bunch of social workers into the school system because they want to add the medical program so that they can sexualize your kid, they can transgender your kid, they can give birth control to your kid, they could do whatever without your permission. It's all going to be secret. And the social workers are behind it. See, the push for social workers in public school. Now, if you don't think that your son is a girl and you're not going to go along with it, it'll be very easy for these people who really believe you are harming your child. It's a belief system that they hold. They will call this, the social workers will call CPS and get your child removed. These are things you just need to be familiar with that's out there. That way you can make really informed decisions when you're sending your kid to school or when you're choosing a doctor or when you're going to. These are just the dangers that are out there. Parents have done it. Parents have gone through it. And we're trying to educate everybody else so that they don't have to go through what you guys went through as parents, what other people have gone through as parents. Thank you for coming on the program and different podcasts, because your story is so important. And if anyone's listening to the show today and you know a state legislator, I want to be connected to that state legislator. I want our rights to be protected. My bill protects people's rights. That's all it does. It just reinforces your constitutional right to be tried by a jury, not just in front of a judge, where Senator Schaefer said, there's a whole money thing going on with all these people and they have to keep getting kids in or they don't have money. They don't get a paycheck. It's disgusting. But this is the reality of where we're living in. And when she wrote this was in 2007. Okay, so this has been going on for quite some time. This is not brand new. This has been going on for a long time.
Yeah, child trafficking has been around for a long time. I mean, since probably the dawn of time. But this is more covered up than anything since at least 1997. And I was going to say that both times it was not directly a medical facility. Because first time we were investigated, we were at a homeless shelter. And then the second time that we were investigated, it was because of a neighbor that called. We were at our apartment. So medical got involved. But both times also, we were not, for whatever reason, going to a regular wellness check because there was just no need and something had happened. Even when we got the kids back in 2016, even after they closed the case, we were still going to... We went ahead and went to doctors. I mean, we're just wellness checks, but then they were still pushing vaccines and the straw that broke the camel's back was when the doctor, our younger son was about two, no, a year. No, he was a year old.
Our older son.
No, I'm talking about when we were at the doctor, 2017, later in 2017, when the doctor was pushing vaccines and we said no. We kept saying no.
Yes.
And then she asked him, he's a year old, he's our younger son. She asked him to draw
draw a circle. He's a year old and she wants him to draw a circle.
And he couldn't.
No.
So she referred him to occupational therapy.
Right. Because if you can't get money one way, they get money. She's not going to get me money out of being referred for vaccines, she's going to get money by referring him to therapy.
Yeah, so we quit going to those wellness checks, and if there's a problem, then we'll get taken care of. But there wasn't a problem except for Nigel's autism, right. Our older son, which we were trying to treat on our own. And then November 2019, we get a worker at our door because of a neighbor that called, because the kids they're small, but they're healthy. And so it was assumed that we were malnourishing them. And November 2019, the same worker that would later grab our son and sign off on the ER report and perjure herself in court, she came to the door by herself and wanted to talk to us, and we said no. And then, make a long story short, 2 months later, January 10, 2020, she calls 911 to get law enforcement to assist her to try to get us to open the door, and we weren't having it.
That's really sad that your neighbor called on you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm really sorry
It's always somebody, but it doesn't matter what. Once the busybody calls, then they make up an excuse to make it work.
Yeah.
Like I said, doesn't matter how fine the child is, what good a shape they're in, if they go to their go-to pediatrician, she'll find a reason to keep that child. That's just a fact. And even after, like the first lawyer had, even after they realize that there's no problem with the children, they completely disregarded what they'd said earlier about him being malnourished, having dark circles. We moved on, and now we're saying you all didn't treat your eldest child the way we think you should have treated him, being social engineers and social workers. We're no more than any doctor, any psychiatrist out there. So here's what we think you should have done, so we're keeping the child.
Mm. Yeah, and both times that this happened, it was under the same judge, Rodney Sparkman, who needs to be in prison also. He allowed this, and he knows about the first time, and then he's given a sworn affidavit, I guess, that's the one with all the perjury, and
mention the DA's name. Mention it.
The ADA?
No, not the ADA. The DA.
The DA is Stephen Kunzweil.
Stephen Kunzweil. It's his ADAs that do this stuff, but they work under him.
Yeah.
He's having both times in the room.
It's his office. He allows it to happen.
Because he's a criminal who also needs to be in prison.
Yeah.
I have learned from just reading open sources, everything on my website, it's open source. Okay. You just find the articles. I post them when I see them. It's open source. I've just noticed between the child stuff and the election stuff, they put their people into office, and it's all a well strategic placed game, I guess, if you want it, for a lack of a better word, game. They put all their people in all these places so real criminals never get prosecuted, but the regular citizens have to suffer. Like for Arizona, we blatantly saw our election get stolen in 2020 and in 2022. It was right in front of our eyes. We saw it, yet Carrie Lake goes to court and she constantly loses in battle, or it doesn't matter. Anyone in Arizona constantly loses in battle. And then I'm hearing from all these parents similar stories to yours. You know, it was a setup. They lied. Their kids were taken away. People got paid. And it's just so sad how you think our country is a just country and it's not. But I will say this. I do believe in God. And I know I serve a just God. And he's not going to totally deprive us of justice. There's some judge somewhere sitting on a bench that is doing the best he can in a really corrupt really, really corrupt system. But until we as American people realize how bad things are and start waking up from the matrix, nothing will get fixed. This is how we get free from this tyranny, is we start realizing, oh, wow, this whole matrix that they put us in is not real. The reality is there's people that get paid in all levels of court for different reasons. And as long as the money keeps flowing, we will continue to go.
Well, see, that's what threw me so much. First time around, I learned how blatantly CPS can lie. They lie all the time. Yep. They gaslight you all the time. Mm-hmm. Okay, I accepted that. That's what they are. That's what they do. But this second time around, I did not realize that they could so openly and blatantly perjure themselves and get away mm-hmm. with it. Perjure themselves beyond the shadow of anyone's doubt.
But because who's going to hold him accountable? Who's going
to do it? You can prove to the satisfaction of a retarded rabbit that they perjure themselves. You got the proof, and the court will just, you know, hey, it happened.
Well, they'll look for anything that they can, and even anything that's not bad, they'll twist that, trying to make it look bad.
Like the way we treated our child instead of the way CPS wanted to treat our own child, we later had like naturopaths and homeopaths agree. Yeah. We were doing exactly the right thing, what we were doing for him. But
yeah, and we kept looking for something better.
Yeah, we were always researching, even now, but the thing is, what we plan on doing now, it's going to cost money. May have to even send him outside the nation to get it done. But see, they make the mess, you got to clean up, even when you get your child back. Right. Our youngest one was raised by somebody else. He had troubles readjusting to living with us.
Of course.
Our oldest one, now we have to fix the problems state created. All the problems, they create the problems. Even if you get your child back, you got to deal with the problems that your child got while they were away from you.
They ask them to do you a favor because the insurance pays for the therapy that doesn't really do anything. So they act like they're gods doing you a favor. Mm-hmm. Here, you got this. So here's your tools for the problem we created.
Yeah.
That we're blaming on you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of emotion.
The way they gaslight parents could drive any parent insane.
Right.
Because don't believe your eyes and ears. Believe us.
Right. Yeah, that's what they do all the time. You're yeah. absolutely right. And it's not just this scenario, the institution, it's all the other institutions. Just don't believe what you're seeing. Believe us. You're right. right on that. And the emotional damage that goes along with the traumatic experience between the parents and the kids, I can't even imagine. What would your advice be to parents? Is there something parents can do? Or is there a group they can belong to?
Only advice I can give to parents, lawyer up as soon as you can. If you can afford a lawyer instead of their lawyer they give you, get all the proof you can of what really is there, videos, anything, depending on what they're accusing you of. Hook up with different, there's other resources out there. There's other groups of people. More and more people are getting wise to what CPS does. Get in touch with them. But it's no matter what you do, I'm sorry, it's an uphill battle. It's you against the state. It's simple that, oh, they got all the resources in the world and you're just a parent. But there are resources out there. More and more people are catching on. But it's
are you and your wife a part of any group? Are you and your wife, are you guys a part of any group of collected parents?
We were. What was that?
The coalition?
Yeah, we was part of a coalition for a while. But, you know, even they didn't turn out what they tried to be. But there's groups out there. Do what you can. The more people you get involved with, try and get, you know, come out in the open. Then, you know, do a podcast. Tell people the truth. If nobody believes you, tell them the truth. Because more and more people out there, more people find out, maybe we can change some of those things. But I can't promise anything. There's no, you know, like, and also you have to watch out. There's a lot of side roads that people try to put you on. They don't work. Forget admiralty law. Forget bonds. All these things, if these courts don't pay attention to the Constitution, they're not going to pay attention to some vague law that you dug up somewhere.
It's my understanding. I'm trying to learn more about America's future. I have Mary O'Neill coming back on. It is my understanding that they also try to help parents who have had their children taken from CPS. So if you're a parent that's involved in a CPS case or that threats over you, or you just want to support other parents, try to reach out to America's Future and see if they can help you, because it's my understanding that that is one of the things that they're trying to do to help better America, America's Future. That General Flynn and Mary O'Neill, Mary O'Neill's General Flynn's sister, they work with that organization. So I thank you so much for your time. Thank you for sharing your story. I think stories are powerful, and it's a way we're going to get our information out to help protect families for the future. So thank you so much.
Do I have time for a joke, or are we just going to cut off?
No, go for it. Go for a joke.
What happened reminds me of an old joke from the Soviet Union. This guy went to a doctor's in the old Soviet Union before it fell, and he says, "Comrade, I need to see an eye and ear doctor." And they say, "Comrade, we have eye doctors and we have ear doctors, but we don't have an eye and ear doctor." He says, "No, comrade, I need to see an eye and ear doctor, because what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing is two different things."
Oh, I like that. So click on the links below. Go try and help this family with the all the uphill stuff that they're still battling to this day. So thank you guys so much.
You're for coming. Yeah, and I want to emphasize actually that they have no authentic authority. I mean, the courts and all that, they don't. I mean,
a court without jury is not, I mean, if you go by Constitution, Declaration of Independence, like that's why we left Britain. One of the reasons, right there in Declaration of Independence. In many cases, they did not allow a trial by jury. Hello, welcome to America.
Yeah, ASPA and CAPTA, they do not trump the Constitution. Nothing does.
No.
So we have to rise against this. They are using fake law. ASPA and CAPTA, those are man-made laws. Those are not the Constitution. You have inalienable rights. So what I'm saying is you have to stand up for your rights. I mean, they may not care.
May not care, but stand up for them anyway.
Well, thank you guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.